I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time. Hello, and welcome to Building the Puzzle, One Piece at a Time. I'm your host, Alex, and with me is my wonderful husband, Sean.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
So today we're going to be talking about early intervention.
Also known as EI. or some places actually call it ECI for Childhood Intervention.
Something I did not know.
Yes. It's basically a support and educational system for very young children, aged birth to 6 years old in some cases. Mm-hmm. I know in our state, New Jersey, it's till 3 years old.
Yeah.
So,
gosh, that would have been great having it till six. Could you have imagined?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been wonderful.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
And these are children who either have developmental delays or disabilities, or in some states they actually add in the children that could be could have been abused or neglected or high risk of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of combine those two programs into one. So you really need to check your state. Every state's different. You can usually find early intervention programs on your state's website. And usually under the Department of Health.
We'll actually post the number. I have the number for New Jersey, and we'll actually let you guys know the number at the end of the episode.
Yeah, and so some states also call it the Department of Health and Human Resources. So it really depends on your state. Every state's regulations and, you know, criteria for being accepted is, you know, a little different.
Yeah. And you do need a referral, mostly from your doctor. Mm-hmm. Ours was a speech delay for Grayson. So that's how our whole journey with EI started. But you're definitely going to want a letter from your pediatrician. You know, we'll give you the number, but they usually give you the phone number. And that's how you go about setting everything up.
You don't have to have an early diagnosis of autism.
No, you don't.
It's just some reason that your pediatrician sees a need for it based on, you know, a delay or not hitting certain milestones or things like that, basically. For Grayson, it was a speech delay.
Yeah, it was a speech delay. And then when they came out for that first evaluation, they had mentioned possible autism. So at that point, we kind of, you know, were like, oh, wow, okay. You know, and I, at that point, was like, he's autistic. And he started services right away, and he was not diagnosed with autism until months later.
It was probably
about 7 months later.
Yeah.
So
probably halfway through early intervention before he was officially diagnosed. And, you know, they have multiple services within the program. So, for instance, we had a DI, which is a developmental interventionist, which does some similar things to ABA type practices, just for younger children.
Fantastic.
So they're a little bit more basic and simple and things like that. But
our first DI was
ABA.
Was rough. We had to get rid of her, and then our second one was absolutely fantastic. So he helped Grayson a lot, and then we had OT too.
We had OT. They also have OT, physical therapy in some, you know, cases, as well as speech therapy. You know, it's all really based on the assessment.
Case, individual case.
The needs of that child, the needs of that family, and things like that.
For ours, you know, Grayson had a lot of behavioral issues with headbanging and things, so we couldn't, they did not want to offer speech therapy, so he did not have speech therapy. But like we said, we had
we're
DI
still a little upset about.
Yeah, we had DI and OT, and both were absolutely fantastic. So I want to make that point that they were both great. We love them both, in case either one of them are listening.
Yeah.
They were life-changing for Grayson, even if it didn't seem it at the time, and if it seemed impossible, like we weren't getting anywhere.
We're going to try to get both of them on the show, too.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. One of them fishes a lot, and we don't know if he has time anymore. He's enjoying his life in Florida, so.
Well, I'll just tell him, you know, call up while you're cruising on the boat. He can let his wife drive for a little bit, and he can call us.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Podcast interview in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, my God. Awesome. What a way to
You know, and Grayson, when he was younger, he really benefited from the OT.
Yeah.
A lot. And I think it helped him also when it came to starting NBA, like all the work they did in OT, because he made a lot of progress. He doesn't even need to do OT anymore. That's how far he's come when it comes, you know,
talk about OT. And I think we've come a long way that way too, because like I've learned so many skills from our OT and just, you know, I've kind of, you know, she kind of had an impact on me to where I kind of automatically think like, okay, what would she tell me right now? What would she recommend? And I automatically just go to that. And usually it's pretty spot on. Yeah. So I'm comfortable with that. And, you know, at the time, I think what made it really hard for Grayson is not having receptive language. That's what really made therapy, I think, hard. He was young and, you know, if he started early intervention right now, it'd probably be completely different than what it was the first time, you know? Because it got to a point where Grayson had so many behavioral things and he was just regressing back and not wanting to work, that early intervention pretty much no longer could help us. We had the state BCBA come out 2 times from the state of New Jersey, and there was no more recommendations. We did everything the first time that they had required. So at that point, they had recommended ABA for us, and that's when ABA started. So, and then a few months later, he aged out. At 3 years old, we did continue early intervention, but it wasn't like there wasn't a program.
A program within the early intervention umbrella, at least in New Jersey.
No,
that had the, you know, ability or resources to start, you know, to do ABA type work.
Yeah,
you know, with Grayson. So, I mean, and that's not. I don't think that's really what the program was.
Meant to do
anyway. So
no, it's not. But you definitely want to get services early. It has a huge impact in your child's life starting early, and you definitely want to get that diagnosis as soon as possible. You know, it's important.
Yeah, and you know, I'm on the actual CDC website as we speak, and I'll put the link up. But they have an entire list of hyperlinks of each state's early intervention program. Every single state has one.
Awesome.
It's just a matter of what, you know, their criteria is to be accepted into early intervention. And
it's not difficult.
They offer. Not every state offers every part of the program. You know, they don't all offer speech. They don't all offer physical therapy. It all depends. And, you know, it's a state-funded program.
Right.
So, in many cases, the services will be free. In other cases, they will just be, like, a more reduced price than if you had to go through an insurance company or something like that. So,
yeah.
Which is a huge benefit.
Yeah.